Now to that other big issue I mentioned earlier, too many inmates in our jails. It's a problem all across the U.S. This week, officials in New York said they would try to deal with it by cutting down on the time it takes for the courts to handle inmates' cases. Okay, that's one way to do it. We're going to hear about a very different strategy now, one used by authorities in Finland. Ray Ellen Bichelle has that story.
To find the inmates at Kerava prison, I walked down a tree-lined path and opened the door to a greenhouse. We have bunnies here, says Hannu Kallio, a convicted drug smuggler.
Bunny therapy, you can say. Quite relaxing to be here.
Every day, the 70 inmates here go to work in this greenhouse. On this day, they're potting delicate seedlings, gearing up for a big spring sale.
Every greenhouse is full of flowers.
This greenhouse is part of an open prison, which means the three guards are nowhere in sight. There are no gates, no locks, no uniforms. And as a few inmates informed me...
Yeah, we even have our own keys.
Open prisons have been around in Finland since the 1930s. Back then, they were more like labor colonies. These days, they're the last step of a prison sentence. It's where inmates prove they're ready to transition back to regular life. And it's not just for nonviolent offenders.
My name is Markus.
I'm Hannu.
I'm Juha.
Markus, Hannu, and Juha. Their crimes range from drug offenses to murder, and their sentences from 1 year to life. They've all spent time in regular prisons. Hannu calls it the stone house.
There is not even toilets in the room. There is just a bucket. You come very angry when you are there.
They all had to apply to come here. They pay rent to the prison. They also pay taxes and have cell phones. They go home for the holidays. They even do their grocery shopping in town. Hannu says it's a much calmer environment.
Yeah, it's a totally different energy in open prison. Like in the normal jail, everybody is so angry. In jail, they lock you up every day like...
I have to admit, I was kind of surprised to learn that people convicted of murder can do their time in a gateless prison a few bus stops from a residential neighborhood. But the locals don't seem to mind. In fact, they were confused when I asked if they were concerned about sharing the town with prisoners. Some told me that the prisoners improve the community by restoring historic sites and cleaning up public spaces. Not every prisoner is a candidate, though.
Let's be clear that we have high-risk, violent, repeat offenders. Every country has them, and they are not working in open prison.
That's Tapio Lapisepala, head of the Institute of Criminology at the University of Helsinki. But over a third of Finland's entire prison population lives in open facilities. And the system seems to work here. A few decades ago, the country had one of the highest incarceration rates on the continent. Now it has one of the lowest.
There is no idea that we are locking people up for the rest of their lives.
The open prisons also cost less per prisoner. And studies suggest that those who go through them are less likely to get arrested again. They're in some unlikely places, too. Helsinki's number one tourist attraction, Suomenlinna Island, is home to an open prison.
You really don't realize that you are walking in the middle of an open prison. Nobody thinks of it. But I don't think even the American tourists find it scary. I haven't asked them.
I went there as a tourist, and nope, it wasn't scary. Though I didn't realize I might have been sharing scenic seaside paths with prisoners. Jukka Tihonen spent a few years on the island completing a sentence for murder. Before he came here, Jukka spent 7 years in a traditional closed facility. He says on his first day here in open prison, he was assigned to work on fixing some old walls. He found himself in an odd situation, with an axe in one hand, a knife in the other, and tourists everywhere.
I don't know, it was kind of strange.
But Tihonen says after a few months here, he started to feel different.
Maybe you start to feel like a normal people. No, not a prisoner anymore, although you are.
He applied to study at a university in town. A few months later, he was hopping on the ferry to Helsinki every day to study for a master's degree in Spanish. When Jukka finished his sentence in 2013, he says the transition to regular life wasn't that noticeable.
It was quite easy because I had an apartment ready and I had studies and, well, nothing changed so much.
He now works for an NGO that helps recently released prisoners find housing. Jukka says he was happy in open prison. In some ways, life was easier there, but he wouldn't want to go back.
Because I want my freedom. I want to go do what normal people do.
For the world, I'm Raelan Bichel in Helsinki, Finland.
So that's Finland, but what about here in the U.S.? Heather Thompson is a historian at Temple University and has a new book coming out on the 1971 prison riot in Attica and its legacy. Professor Thompson, is it possible that the U.S. would ever adopt this style of open prison?
Well, I would like to think so, but sadly, I don't think we're there yet. We are just now getting to the point where we're recognizing we have a terrible crisis incarcerating far too many people. And I think that's a start, but we have yet to have the conversation that we need to have about the actual conditions of confinement, what it is that people actually experience in prison so that they can be whole human beings when they return.
Yeah, so open up that conversation for us. What are the kind of sides in this debate?
Well, for many, many years, we just kept building prisons and putting people in them. And only very, very recently have we begun to have a national discussion about the fact that we incarcerate more people than any country on the globe, and that that prison population is severely disproportionately brown and black, and that we have to do something about it. Now, what's happened is a really interesting coalition of people both to the left and the right having this discussion. Kind of unheard of that you would have someone like Rand Paul and Newt Gingrich on the one hand talking about prison reform and also, say, Cory Booker and Eric Holder and the ACLU and so forth on the other side. So we are having this discussion. Some people are worried about how much this money this costs us. Other people are genuinely worried about the terrible fallout it's had on communities.
I was struck in the story from Finland that the people in the neighborhood next to the prison seemed actually to appreciate what the inmates were bringing to their community. They keep it clean, they repair stuff. Can you imagine like the not in my backyard mindset that would come into play here if that
right.
were to happen? So where do you start to turn crime and punishment to crime and rehabilitation in this country?
Well, I think the first conversation that we have to have is that this system that we have now devastates all communities. Even while it targets some communities more than others, the fallout from this has been devastating for the nation. And then alternatively, of course, it would be good for everybody if the people that were imprisoned were treated like human beings. They return to our community. They are us. And so therefore, we need to be much more empathetic. I think the discussion has to be had that people behind bars are just like us.
Do you think a conversation that would focus on race would be the starting point to actually getting to turning the U.S. system around from one of crime and punishment to back to kind of reform and rehabilitation?
Well, I think that some people would say no, because they would say that completely alienates white voters. I actually think that the answer is absolutely. We have to be very, very clear that in this country, every time we've had a major uptick in incarceration, such as after the Civil War or after the Civil Rights Movement, it is indeed the people with the least power, both politically and economically, and those people tend to be African American and Latino, that, you know, the system always locks up. So if we don't have that conversation, then we're not really having an honest conversation.
It's interesting, just as we were talking, news came over from the UK that the Conservatives are promising to introduce a new flash incarceration, a short, sharp spell. Are you concerned that what the US is doing may actually be picked up by other countries around the world?
Yes, and indeed, it's very concerning. We have this very bad habit of trying to export what we're doing right now, particularly the private prison companies. They are going internationally trying to sell this concept of kind of the new prison, the more immediate, swift punishment. And it's just really important that other countries actually look at the United States not as a lesson in what to do, but as in a lesson exactly what not to do. And indeed, this is why even U.S. politicians are backing away from it now.
Historian Heather Thompson, she's about to join the faculty at the University of Michigan. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.